pandemic. Around 5% of the population already have diabetes, and the numbers and proportion of people with type 2 diabetes is rising all the time. Type 2 diabetes is the form of diabetes is largely caused by people's behaviour. So people's attitude to drinking, smoking and diet are big factors in whether we do or don't have more and more diabetics. And this isn't just a fringe issue, not just because of the numbers, but the impact of diabetes. If the condition isn't managed effectively, it can lead to blindness, can lead to kidney problems, can even lead to potential amputations. So this is something we should all take seriously, and it's something that I hope that with the next stage of the Welsh Government's plan, our report will be helpful and will lead to a real difference in the number of people who are diabetic, and then for those that do have diabetes, how their treatment is managed.
In terms of treating diabetes and almost preventing it, where have we gone wrong?
Well, in terms of prevention, that's mostly about lifestyle choices. And this is a difficult subject for us because politicians can often be accused of preaching and telling people how to live their lives, but we know there's a direct link between obesity and type 2 diabetes. Not everyone with type 2 diabetes is obese, but you're at a much greater risk of being a type 2 diabetic if you lead what is essentially an unhealthy lifestyle. And I don't think we should be afraid of pointing that out. What then happens in terms of how we treat it? We've identified a gap in what's called structured education. The point at which someone is diagnosed as having diabetes is when they're most likely to be motivated to do something about it, to manage their condition, to eat more of the right foods, to take a bit more exercise, to think about how they actually cope. And so at that point, though, we're pretty clear in our report that across Wales, the education available is patchy. And if you don't support people to make a change, it's hardly likely they're going to make a decisive change themselves. So the structured education is a really important recommendation that we make.